Now a tale from another era, the Cold War. It was 1984. A Soviet defector dashed across the Korean border, chased by North Korean troops. American troops shielded him and opened fire at the North Koreans. There were dead and wounded on both sides. Now, 30 years later, one of those Americans is finally receiving his medal for bravery. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Mark DeVille was just 19 on that November day in 1984, part of an American Army unit patrolling the tense border between North and South Korea.
I remember, this is for real, you know, load trucks, this is for real.
DeVille didn't know what he was facing. The only message was shots fired. DeVille and his squad spilled out of their truck, formed a line, and started moving through some scrub trees.
I started hearing the cracking, the sonic booms of the rounds coming by us, you know, and at first I'm like, what the?
His squad leader, Sergeant Rick Lamb, found the defector cowering under a bush. North Korean soldiers were after him, the rounds from their assault rifles ripping through the leaves.
And what was running through your mind when this is going on?
To tell you the truth, the first thing, I was born and raised Catholic, and it was thou shalt not kill. But
DeVille's voice trails off. He remembers a message squawked over the radio. Two soldiers, an American and a South Korean, were wounded.
We just knew that they went down. They were shot. They were down. And that's whenever thou shalt not kill went out the window. And I was just taking all commands from Sergeant Lamb.
The squad dashed forward, flanking the enemy force. They could see shadows of the North Korean troops in the trees. The two sides were just 15 feet apart when the North Koreans surrendered and started recovering their dead. Squad leader Sergeant Rick Lamb recalled the moment with DeVille.
We saw at least 5 to 6 bodies.
How long did this last?
What do you think, 45 minutes?
Yeah, it felt like 4 hours, but yeah, it was probably about 45 minutes.
A 45-minute firefight that was front-page news in the New York Times and a lead story on NPR.
Gunfire shattered the tense truce along the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea last night. The United
President
Nations
Reagan wrote about the firefight in his diary and was surprised that the Soviet Union didn't react. They haven't mentioned it, Reagan wrote. The Soviets must be serious about their decision to meet with us. It was one of the earliest hints of a thaw in the Cold War. But for DeVille and his squad, the incident seemed to just fade away. Still, after years of prodding by Congress, they were awarded Silver Stars, the third highest award for valor, in the summer of 2000. One of those medals was set aside for Mark DeVille. The problem was, none of his old comrades could find him. Until last year, DeVille was working as a prison guard down in Florida.
I was talking with a buddy of mine at work about the unit, and I always referred to it as the Unrecognized Ranger Battalion.
Two guys just trading war stories.
He said, did you ever Google yourself? So I Googled myself, and that's how I found it. It said, Mark DeVille, recipient of the Silver Star. And I said, well, that ain't me.
That Google search helped lead to yesterday's Pentagon ceremony. DeVille was fidgeting in his black suit. His old squad was seated in a row with him. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey was there to pin on the Silver Star.
You are gathered together again as a group, as you were almost 30 years ago, in support of your country. So congratulations, Mark. I'm really honored to be part of this.
DeVille stood and looked at his fellow soldiers.
It was a special unit. And you said band of brothers, sir. And that's exactly...
DeVille couldn't continue. The old soldier turned prison guard, looked away. Tears filled his eyes.
I hope the inmates don't see that.
Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.